USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Thursday he won't participate in a virtual debate shortly after the panel overseeing the presidential debates announced plans for the October 15th debate to take place virtually as President Trump recovers from COVID-19. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden reacts to the president's comments.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible. I think that if I'm going to follow the commission recommendation, he goes off and he's going to have a rally, I don't know what I'll do.
Hurricane warnings are up for Louisiana as Hurricane Delta heads towards the coast with winds of 100 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says a Category 2 storm is expected to strengthen as it nears the United States. The storm could bring dangerous winds and life-threatening storm surge by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The union representing thousands of part-time Disney Resort employees has reached a new agreement that'll save their jobs until 2022. The Service Trades Council Union says the 8,800 workers scheduled to be laid off will now keep their contractual rights to be recalled to work until October 1st of 2022. Under the latest agreement, employees will also maintain their seniority and pay rate, including any scheduled increases until they potentially go back to their previous positions. Disney will be required to hire back existing workers before opening up positions to new and outside applicants. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there is a reasonably good chance that Regeneron's antibody cocktail that President Trump received to treat his COVID made a significant difference. Speaking on MSNBC, Dr. Fauci said he has not been directly involved in the president's care, but he says the president certainly looks good and apparently feels good. You're listening to USA Radio News. Visit usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The latest figures from the Department of Labor show a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow believes falling unemployment numbers show the economy is steadily improving. He told Fox News that while it will take time, things are getting better.
I think the labor situation is looking much better. We're moving in the right direction. I might add two-thirds of the returning jobs come from the lower wage end, so we're prospering there. It's a tough battle. It's not going to be done just in 5 months after the terrible pandemic contraction and all that went with it. But the reality is the economy is in the right direction. It still looks to me very much like a V-shaped recovery.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Delta has strengthened back into a Category 2 hurricane, packing winds of 105 miles an hour. It's expected to bring life-threatening storm surge to portions of the northern Gulf Coast when it makes landfall Friday afternoon. Forecasters expect the storm to slow down later today, giving it further opportunities to gain strength. Hurricane warnings are now in effect from High Island, Texas, to Morgan City, Louisiana, with tropical storm watches extending to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, and storm surge warnings over much of the same area. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.